All right, I think Mumble changed my push to talky. Is this working? All right, we'll just use a different key for now. Cool. All right, thanks so much. Mumble is probably the best worst program that we can use for communications, but there really are no better options. Okay, so welcome to the fireside. I don't actually have a lot to say about general direction because I already gave a speech a few days ago that really kind of summarized how we feel about direction going forward. I want to say the speech that the speech had an incredible response from people. I got at least over 100 PMs for people, and so that was really touching to me. And a lot of people have said, "Hey, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to reactivate my account. I'm going to reactivate accounts that I had and I wasn't using." So expect to see more people in fleets. I think you're going to see some old friends back. You're going to see some new players. So overall, our numbers should be better, which I think is going to be useful. We are in the middle of a war. We have dropped a Keepstar, a forward-staging Keepstar. If you have not moved there yet, we are doing move ops immediately after this fireside at 18:30. So it is important that you get to the front. If you are not at the front because you're like, "Oh, this war has been, not a big one, or it doesn't matter," now's the time to go to the front. We have a lot to do, and I would like to get this wrapped up. Our enemies have deployed as of yesterday. They deployed. Sorry, I'm terrible with Eve time. I guess 1930. They deployed one jump backwards, so they have moved further away in a ringing endorsement of what they believe they can do. While I think it's kind of funny, they are in a Keepstar. They do have supers, titans, dreads, all that kind of stuff available to them in this Keepstar, and they can come and fight us. So I don't want to say, "Hey, mission accomplished," because it is most certainly not. So if you have not moved forward, if you've not moved your capitals forward, now is the time. We definitely need them. We're going to be more aggressive. We're going to be more aggressive intelligently. And also, I don't want us to think like we're going to be wasting our assets or throwing them away or anything like that. But we are changing our stance as far as taking fights. We are changing our stance as far as engagements we get into. And the goal of that is to make the game more fun, more enjoyable for our players. There's been a general discussion overall within the organization, and some people feel, "Hey, this game is not being run very well right now, and we need to be careful to protect our social org." And I would say that that's not my view. My view is that the way to protect our connections and our bonds is to have fun in the game together. And in the end, we are the people who control that. So, and having fun inevitably involves risk. I won't ever skydive, but there's a good example of something that is somewhat risky, but a lot of people do it, right? So the point is that I want us to be happy. I want us to have fun, and I'm going to try to do that the best way that we can. So I want you guys to look forward to coming out and playing this game. Look forward to hanging out with us, and I want to keep everyone active. Those are my sort of bywords and my goals. Let me hit a couple, things that people have asked me to hit. Planetary interaction, as always, is super important. And Rat Knight says that the importance of Alt Corp ESI compliance for everyone, no matter how space important they are, which is a not so veiled attack on me because my Alt Corp is not compliant right now. And then we also have a important timer at 2300. This is like a very important timer. If you can be there, we're going to do 2300, maybe form a little earlier, depending on what the enemy does, but this will be one of those things where it'll help us go for going forward this whole week. So if you can be here 2300 for a timer, please do so. And the MUBOP is after the fireside. All right, I'll take some questions. I don't know if we want to do this on the fireside. I kind of thought it got down before, but if you guys have some questions, go ahead. We'll see how it goes. New Alt-Corp Alliance, I think, is very close. Is the changing stance also for Euro time zones for all time zones? We will be moving everything in the MUBOP. Will we see more fleets in EU time zone? We will try, as far as, it does take two to tango, but I'd like to get fleet activity up in all time zones. Yeah, you can move from GE Tech for sure. Will there be a Podian MUBOP? I don't know if that's a serious question. I don't know where Podian is. Are we going to hit Fire in Detroit? I don't know if we're going to go into Detroit. They are trying to make it seem like we claim that for some reason, which we never did. I don't have a huge interest in going in there. We have not determined to invade Blob yet, Shikimura. What's the difference between a SIG Type 4 deployment for those who like in-game pew-pew and a Hell War with recent Divite Puppies, and where's the current thing on this scale? It's a pretty good question. It's an alliance-wide deployment, so it's important. I wouldn't say it's in-game Hell War yet level, but a lot of our regular enemies are involved. We saw move ops from everyone in Pan Fam yesterday, so they're looking to get more involved, it looks like. So it could easily escalate into something very serious, which is why we want people to get out there now, so we don't get caught with our pants down in the event of a major thing. And if we get out there now and they don't fight us too hard, then we get it done faster. It's sort of a win-win. Are we doing CC cap training anytime soon? We haven't actually done that for a while. It's a good idea. I don't want to commit to it without having it set up, but it's something I'll put on my mental map. Has Merc ever been to Detroit? I don't know. I don't think you could find it on a map if he had. I am not obligated, Ragnar. Sumo Swarm. That's a good question. I really enjoy Sumo. Let's see if we can integrate that somehow into the Alliance. Light Monk asks, what's our current objective in the war? So our current objective is to push back on Fire, who were attacking our space, and generally being very annoying, and to destroy their stuff so that, it's one of those things where if you want to hit our space, that's fine. But people were doing it thinking that there would be like no consequence to it. So we're going to destroy their structures, their infrastructure, and their ships. And if they want to hit their space again, then they know the consequences of doing so. Are we getting a cheesecake emote for Japper? I hope so. That'd be awesome. Our objective is to steal all the cheese from their caves. Why do we see this watermelon still have seeds? Because they are a genetically modified plant, and they still sometimes grow seeds in them. Watermelon is a plant, not a flavor. Alliance gimmick. Great question, Marine. Of course, probably the most important question I've gotten so far. I'll be posting a thread later, and we'll be voting on like the top five gimmicks. And that will be our gimmick going forward for the next 3 months or so. Excited about gimmick of the quarter. All FCs will have to come up with Herf using that gimmick. And our ones who are bad at it, it's going to be really, really cringe. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Oh, the pings will be so bad. They'll be so bad. You're right. Very cheesy pings. Good job, Apple. Ryak hasn't paid attention the last 3 or 4 days and is very confused. What plans are there to keep our industrial fires lit while in more continuous shoot shit on deployment mode? So I haven't really seen any evidence that our industrial fires have been unlit. By all our metrics, we are doing pretty much everything we want to do. The only thing we lack is PI, but that's because we have a ton of demand for it, much more than we did before. So I don't think it'd be a problem. I'm not. If you are asking that question because you are interpreting what I'm saying to mean the Alliance will be in always attack mode and will never have moments of rest, that is not the case. We will have breaks. This won't be like a thing where we're like, some roaming band of, could I say, space reavers just flying around killing things all the time. The point here is that I want to make the game fun and engaging for you guys, but I also am very aware that sometimes we ask for things that are not sustainable, 24/7. Hey, stay up a little late for this fleet. Hey, get a little less sleep, so we can get this objective that's at a weird time. That's not a that's not a actual like sustainable everyday thing. I'm very aware that we need to have breaks, right? And so there will be times where we say, hey, we're going home. You guys need to get fat for the winter. It's like that TV show Alone. You need to get real fat. So in the lean times, you can lose some weight and be still kill the bears or whatever. So the point is that we won't be like on a continuous deployment. Will you open up the strategic Kirkland reserves to broader masses of troops, or will that be reserved for a secret weapon? I mean, I think not sharing Kirkland with the broader masses would be the real crime here. As a goon, I'm very familiar with getting fat. Thank you, Stretch Meat Crotch Quake. Very insightful and useful comment. Hey, I'm not a big walnut fan, so I guess I don't have a strong feeling about them. Regarding the push-ups questions, I was actually thinking about it. I stream sometimes, and I was thinking about doing like Workout Wednesday streams where basically after some set of objectives, everyone would be like, hey, let's all do 10 sit-ups or something like that. But I'm like, would I just be doing them myself and everyone else watching would just be like having a Cheeto and being like, this idiot's doing a sit-up. I don't know. I guess I'm getting like PMs on Mumble, and I can't even read them. They go by too fast. So just put them in Elysium channel on Jabber if you are not in it. All right. Any other important questions? I don't want to keep us here for that long. I don't like almond milk. That's my opinion. I don't know the Muffin Man. All right. I think we're pretty much reached the end of it. I want to thank you guys for coming. Like I said, I said most of what I wanted to say during the during my speech on Thursday. I just want to keep communication up. I think the fireside is important. As of right now, we're going to keep up a weekly fireside. If we go to sort of a more lull period, like if we're saying, hey guys, we're going home, and our get fat period, which is going to last maybe for a few months when they do. During those times, we might go to bi-weekly firesides and do them every 2 weeks. But until then, we will be doing weekly firesides. Thank you guys for showing up. And I appreciate you. Max Mayfield, if you want to find my speech, it is on the official forums in the war room. Thanks, guys. Move up now. Move up now. 2300. That's the important stuff. Move up now. 2300. Love you too.